For the growth factors, of course, the studies have been much easier because you're able to just show that the growth factors prevent neutropenia, that it works throughout the chemotherapy, and then they immediately get into practice. So we already have, because the patent life is already over, we already have actually a biosimilar for filgrastim and another one available soon, or now we use one of them. And then also a pegfilgrastim biosimilar that's been approved and should be available in the near future. The delivery system where you put it on the skin and it's delivered 24 hours later, that's actually still patented. So that won't be available through a biosimilar. That will still be the branded originator for pegfilgrastim. But there will be another pegfilgrastim available injection the day after chemotherapy, which may be important in many areas.
So right now, what biosimilars are actually available in oncology?
So what we have in oncology is we have filgrastim available. So these are growth factors. Pegfilgrastim has been approved and should be available. Biosimilar bevacizumabs have been approved, but the availability of these agents is not yet in the U.S. So biosimilars for bevacizumab and trastuzumab are available in Europe and are being marketed. But there are a variety of different patent issues for bevacizumab, although the patent has expired for bevacizumab in some situations. So it's thought that bevacizumab will be available in 2019, or I don't know for sure. And trastuzumab, we're hoping, in the later part of 2019. There are already biosimilars available for our rheumatology colleagues, however, so those have already been on the market and are being used. It's interesting that Europe actually had differential patent lives than we have for reasons that are completely unclear to any of us, and so that there are already a number of biosimilars that will be available in Europe and in other countries in the world.